We're here at the 85th National FFA Convention, where some of our AgriScience Award winners have just been announced. Would y'all mind introducing yourself, telling us which category you're participated in, and then a little bit about your project?
My name's Katie Fuller, and...
And I'm Caitlin Walker.
And we're competing in the Animal Systems Division 4 as a team.
Project.
Our project tested three different treatments on the effectiveness of curing hoof rot in sheep.
And so basically, we tested Vetresin, zinc sulfate, and LA200/DMSO combination, and found out that the combination of LA200 and DMSO is what worked the best for the ewes.
So that's an extremely specific project. I'm sure you didn't just stumble upon it. How did you get involved in this?
Actually, our school is kind of in a very urban area, and they wrote recruit school students from the classroom to work there every summer, and my partner and I were actually the part of the work crew that is there every summer, and so we're two of the six people that are there treating the ewes every summer. And hoof rot was a reoccurring problem throughout the year in Oregon, where we live, where it's rainy, and that was just one of those things that we kind of stumbled on, and so we looked up new methods and tried to find ways to treat it, and we came up with this.
So agriscience can be an extremely intimidating category, especially for students who don't come from a science background. What advice would you give to them if they want to be involved in this category?
I would just say know what you're talking about. If you study your topic and you have a passion for what you're studying, you'll do well in the contest.
Is there any final message you want to leave FFA members with?
Basically, just make sure you embrace every opportunity you have and have fun, because you're only here for 4 years.
From the 85th National FFA Convention, those are your AgriScience Fair Award winners. Nice job.
Thank you.